Let's read together 2 Chronicles chapter 22. In this chapter, we have the record of the reign of King Ahaziah of Judah, and then the usurping of the throne by wicked Queen Athaliah when Ahaziah was killed. Let's begin by reading the first six verses of this chapter. Then the inhabitants of Jerusalem made Ahaziah, his youngest son, king in his place, for the raiders who came with the Arabians into the camp had killed all the older sons. So Ahaziah, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, reigned. Ahaziah was 42 years old when he became king, and he reigned 1 year in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Athaliah, the granddaughter of Omri. He also walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother advised him to do wickedly. Therefore he did evil in the sight of the Lord, like the house of Ahab, for they were his counselors after the death of his father to his destruction. He also followed their advice and went with Jehoram, the son of Ahab, king of Israel, to war against Hazael, king of Syria, at Ramoth-Gilead, and the Syrians wounded Joram. Then he returned to Jezreel to recover from the wounds which he had received at Ramoth when he fought against Hazael, king of Syria. And Ahaziah, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, went down to see Jehoram, the son of Ahab, in Jezreel, because he was sick. Let's begin our study of this chapter, 2 Chronicles chapter 22, with some background notes. In verses 1 and 2, we read that Ahaziah, the son of King Jehoram of Judah, began to reign when he was 42 years old, according to some translations. But wait a minute. Verse 20 of chapter 21 indicates that Jehoram died at 40 years of age. It says that he began his reign at age 32 and reigned for 8 years. So he died when he was 40 years old. Well, if you die at age 40, you can't have a son 42 years old. And there is no indication here of a time gap between the death of Jehoram and the ascent to the throne of Ahaziah. So what's the answer here anyway? Here's one of those places in the Old Testament where it looks like there was a scribal mistake in copying the Hebrew text. And it looks like it should be 22 years instead of 42 years based on what we read in the parallel passage in 2 Kings chapter 8. I'm reading 2 Kings 8 and verse 26. Ahaziah was 22 years old when he became king, and he reigned 1 year in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Athaliah, the granddaughter of Omri, king of Israel. Now the Septuagint, which is the ancient Greek translation of the Hebrew text, also supports this younger age of Ahaziah when he began his reign. Verse 1 indicates that the reason Ahaziah was made king was because all his older brothers were killed off by the Arabian raiders that we read about back in chapter 21, verses 16 and 17. Let's read those verses. Moreover, the Lord stirred up against Jehoram, the spirit of the Philistines, and the Arabians who were near the Ethiopians, and they came up into Judah and invaded it, and carried away all the possessions that were found in the king's house, and also his sons and his wives, so that there was not a son left to him except Jehoahaz, that is, Ahaziah, the youngest of his sons. Ahaziah is another name for Jehoahaz. Both names have essentially the same meaning: upheld by the Lord. Now, for further background, we need to straighten out the different relationships between the different characters in this chapter of 2 Chronicles chapter 22. Remember, at this time, there were two kingdoms in Israel. There was the northern kingdom of Israel, with the capital city of Samaria, including the Camp David-like retreat city of Jezreel. There was also the southern kingdom of Judah, with its capital of Jerusalem, where the temple of the Lord was located. The Omri dynasty of the northern kingdom included four kings: Omri, Ahab, Ahaziah, and Jehoram. Ahaziah and Jehoram were brothers. There was also a Jehoram and Ahaziah in the southern kingdom of Judah, only in the reverse order. So it does get a little confusing. King Ahab of the north and King Jehoshaphat of the south arranged a political marriage between Athaliah, the daughter of Ahab and Jezebel, and Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat. Thus, Athaliah is the sister of both Ahaziah and Jehoram of the north, and the wife of Jehoram in the south, and thus the mother of Ahaziah in the south. So when King Ahaziah, here in verse 5, wrongly made a military alliance with King Jehoram of the north, he was making an alliance with his uncle, and thus he was visiting his injured uncle when he went to Jezreel in verse 6. So much for background. Let's move now to our doctrinal teaching points for 2 Chronicles chapter 22. Doctrinal point number one, mortal man cannot alter the sovereign will of God. Mortal man cannot alter the sovereign will of God. Verses 7 through 9, 2 Chronicles chapter 22, beginning now with verse 7. His going to Joram was God's occasion for Ahaziah's downfall. For when he arrived, he went out with Jehoram against Jehu, the son of Nimshi, whom the Lord had anointed to cut off the house of Ahab. And it happened when Jehu was executing judgment on the house of Ahab and found the princes of Judah and the sons of Ahaziah's brothers who served Ahaziah that he killed them. Then he searched for Ahaziah and they caught him. He was hiding in Samaria and brought him to Jehu. When they had killed him, they buried him because they said he is the son of Jehoshaphat who sought the Lord with all his heart. So the house of Ahaziah had no one to assume power over the kingdom. God's sovereign will was that both King Jehoram of the north and King Ahaziah of the south would be removed in judgment. They were both wicked kings. Look again at verses 3 and 4. Proverbs 1, verse 8 says, "My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother." Now it's assumed here in Proverbs 1, 8, that the father and mother are giving good counsel, which is the norm. But Athaliah was certainly an exception, as we read in verse 3 of 2 Chronicles chapter 22. Ahaziah also walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother, that would be Athaliah, advised him to do wickedly. 2 Chronicles 22, 3. As to King Jehoram of the north, he was not only a wicked king, but his death was a fulfillment of the prophecy that Elijah had pronounced upon the house of Ahab. God graciously withheld judgment from Ahab directly because he showed some remorse in his later years. But in 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 29, the Lord said to Elijah the prophet, "See how Ahab has humbled himself before me. Because he has humbled himself before me, I will not bring the calamity in his days. In the days of his son, I will bring the calamity on his house." 1 Kings 21, verse 29. So the sovereign will of God had been declared, and mortal man cannot alter the sovereign will of God. The Lord chose Jehu to carry out his sovereign will. Jehu was one of Jehoram's military commanders. And God directed Elisha the prophet to anoint Jehu as the next king of the northern kingdom. Jehu then proceeded to take over the kingdom by riding into Jezreel and eliminating Jehoram and Queen Mother Jezebel of the northern kingdom. And since Ahaziah just happened to be visiting his uncle Jehoram, Jehu took the opportunity to kill him as well. Now you can read more of the details of the story in 2 Kings chapter 9. Jehu certainly was not a believer, but God used him to carry out his judgment upon Jehoram of the northern kingdom and Ahaziah of the southern kingdom, because both were wicked kings. Neither Jehoram nor Ahaziah could escape the judgment of God. Mortal man cannot alter the sovereign will of God. Doctrinal point number two. Satanic strategy cannot thwart the sovereign will of God. Satanic strategy cannot thwart the sovereign will of God. Verses 10 through 12. Now when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the royal heirs of the house of Judah. But Jehoshabeath, the daughter of the king, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the king's sons who were being murdered and put him and his nurse in a bedroom. So Jehoshabeath, the daughter of King Jehoram, the wife of Jehoiada the priest, for she was a sister of Ahaziah, hid him from Athaliah so that she did not kill him. And he was hidden with them in the house of God for 6 years while Athaliah reigned over the land. In verse 9, we read that after the death of Ahaziah, Ahaziah had no one to assume power over the kingdom. That is, no one of age, because we read back in verse 8 that Jehu not only executed Ahaziah, but the princes of Judah and the sons of Ahaziah's older brothers as well. At this point, Athaliah, the queen mother of the southern kingdom of Judah, saw her chance to usurp the throne. And so she killed off all the remaining royal offspring, which would have included her own grandchildren. Here we see not only the evil of Athaliah, but satanic strategy as well. Satan knew that the Messiah was to come from the royal line of David. Satan almost succeeded in terminating the Davidic line with Athaliah's bloodbath. But satanic strategy cannot thwart the sovereign will of God. Baby Joash was rescued by his aunt Jehoshabeath, who was married to Jehoiada the priest. Little Joash, in the line of David, was hidden and raised in the temple courts for 6 years until the time of his unveiling in chapter 23. Satan's attempts to thwart God's wonderful plans for mankind were foiled again. Satanic strategy cannot thwart the sovereign will of God. Now, what about practical application from 2 Chronicles chapter 22? Remember, the converse of Proverbs 22:6 is also true. Remember, the converse of Proverbs 22:6 is also true. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." This is a general truth, and the converse is also a general truth. If you don't train up a child in the way he should go, he will depart from the right way. We certainly see that truth taught here in verses 3 and 4 in reference to Ahaziah of Judah. Let's read those verses once again. Ahaziah also walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother advised him to do wickedly. Therefore he did evil in the sight of the Lord, like the house of Ahab, for they were his counselors after the death of his father to his destruction. 2 Chronicles 22, verses 3 and 4. How sad. Ahaziah's own mother counseled him to do wickedly, and Ahab's wicked counselors followed Athaliah south after Ahab died and became counselors to Ahaziah. The whole course of Ahaziah's short life was influenced by this bad counsel. Parents, what kind of counsel are you giving your children? And to what kind of counselors and teachers are you sending your children? What kind of worldview, for example, is being presented to your children? Are you making sure your children are being trained up in the right way? Remember, the converse of Proverbs 22:6 is also true.